Jacob set the lights in this place, and I did not know. Oh Lord, we will always know that you are here with us, that we can, if we go home, that we had a meeting with you, Lord. Oh, we long for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, worship team. It's great. I could be here all day, yeah? How special. What a special time we live in. There's, of course, the darkness cannot cast out darkness. So we need light and love. The love of Jesus, of course. And we have everything. Everything in house and in us. And it's a new year. At the beginning of the year, I ask the Lord for a word from the God. That was Deuteronomy 8. The Lord, your King and God, will bring you to a good land. Deuteronomy. A land blessed with olive gardens, every kind of tree with good fruit, a land of no shortage. And that is what I pray for you. A double for trouble situation land. Like maybe you are from a hard place, a desert, and you are losing your hope, but always remind yourself, God will never be too late. And the Lord will bring you to the land. And as I heard that, of course, you have so much things and prophecies. Lord, what do we need to take this land? And Lord said, the Lord took me to Isaiah 2. Joshua 2, verse 2. It will be as in the last day. Who is worthy to climb the mountain of the Lord? Who is clean of heart, hands, and pure of heart? Blessed are you if you are clean of heart, if you are a pure person, for you will see God. You will know him. And not in heaven, but here, now, in earth, in your life, the Lord can come to you. Blessed are you. Many people will go forward to the house of the Lord. So just imagine so many people looking for the Lord. They all say, let's have this meeting with the Lord. Then the climbing begins. And we all go, of course, as a congregation, we as a universal body of Christ, we rise up, we try to rise up this mountain on our way to the message of the Lord. And people lose faith, and they say, oh, it's a little, the road is getting narrower and narrower, so I can no longer walk here. Going up the mountain, just like only the last part is for a small path. This is how it is, and you leave people behind in the way to the Lord. You just lose them, yeah, because of the narrow path, and the burden is getting heavier. And halfway, I just think, do I need this? Do I need that? And then you just kick out things. And the last part of the small growth of the mountain, where the Lord is. The last part, when you have no more breath, your body parts are just rejected. So that's like only for character. And then I believe it's not character, but it's faith. Step by step, the Lord will help us. It's written, I will meet you. And it says, Lord, I want to be determined that the things that you said are true. I want to meet you and be with you. I know what is waiting me for me. Don't give up, even if friends and family lose faith, or it's only about you and Jesus. He will let us know. He will teach us about the right path of his way. The Lord. Cool. And all the swords will be melted down for plows. And everybody wants to see that, of course. First, the sword. Oop, 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 oop. So I suppose this is a spiritual sword of the Lord. She's making a reference or a vergelijking. So it's just we as Christians are like a house of heroes, you know. Because we have like the swords and the sword of the truth and the freedom to cut things loose in prayer, of course, not in real life. And we are all spiritual warriors here. So, do you know the hip is a reference to fruitfulness? It's like attach the sword of the spirit to the girdle of truth and go and struggle for the case of truth, the cause of truth. And Jesus was, of course, the God of truth, and she's talking very fast sometimes, a little bit but with the sharpness of the sword of the spirit, and just our will to do to speak the truth, yeah. We can be cut free of lies and stuff like that, you know. So it's just to see that the sword and the plow are made from the same material. So, the sword brings lives. The sword of truth brings life, of course, yeah, not a real sword. And yeah, Jesus is, of course, he has a mighty army. And he has Herodias guarding the paradise with flaming swords. And from heaven there will be a two cutting sword from the mouth of Jesus. As it is, the speaking the truth will cut us free, you know. Somebody told me a while back, I said something stupid, and somebody told me, you should be focused, you know, that your words can really be bad. So it's the sword of the truth is not for the people, you know. It's only in prayer and against the devil. And our sword is committed to Jesus and his battle, you know. And Jesus, of course, already defeated the Satan, hallelujah, and every enemy. But we on earth can still fight with the sword of the truth, with the lies, of course, and the flaming arrows. Now she's just warning us a little bit for maybe a year of spiritual struggle, but of course we have the truth of the Lord and our the truth we want to speak, you know, the truth of Jesus that is in us. And he took the sword and he cut himself loose from lies, and it is written. And we'll have to do a little battle before we can reach the promised land. And there's so much terrible darkness in the world, you know. The world is waiting for us to speak out to the craziness. Last week I experienced something beautiful. I was in a conference. A woman came to me, she said, oh, the word you brought was just so for me, and she gave me some money. I said, no, I don't want it. And the Lord, but she just said, the Lord just told me to give you the money. And he said, you cannot give it away, you have to buy something for yourself. So Lord, you have something nice for me, you know, and that's just how we do shopping, you know, me and my sister. So I just came to the store and just saw like this nice dress. And I just had to go to the bathroom. Do you have a customer service toilet? So it was just a story to get to the toilet. First floor, HEMA. And there was somebody with money. And who has loose change? And the Lord just said, told me, just encourage her, Lord. Just, she really needs it, you know. And so I took my courage. And I said, hi, ma'am, I'm Esther, I'm a Christian. And I always try to hear God's voice, you know. I just in the toilet, and I heard the Lord tell me, encourage her. And I just want to tell you, God loves you, and he knows you, and he takes care of you. And you just take so good care of you, everybody around you. The Lord wants to take care of you. And she just filled up in tears. And she said, "This, I will never forget this. I really needed it." And I just was so happy, you know. So proud of myself. I did something coolly. Got to pay for the dress. Oh, no. And the Lord just said, no, that just, no, not just words, Esther, also acts, buy something nice for her. And I just put some nice things together for her. what a nice guy. Oof. Lord, do you want to give me a word of knowledge for this woman? Something that I cannot know, but only you can know. And it was only, I just wrote, the Lord told me divorce. I just said, the Lord is near the broken of heart. The Lord is near the weak of heart. And the Lord just wants to be with you as a warm blanket. And this is from the Lord to you, that he doesn't want to, that he just wants to know that he did not forget you. So I just told her what the Lord told me, and I gave her the package. And she just really broke up, you know. And she just cried, you know, and she was so happy. I said, how do you know this? And I just told her, is it that you are in a divorce? And the woman said, yes. How can you know this? And I said, I did not know it, but the Lord knew it. And she just talked to her, and it was just so happy that I could be there at that moment. And, you know, everybody, we can, like, puts in a pound, you know? And I just, can I pray for you? And she said, I'm gonna pray for you. She said, where, here or at home? And I just open your hands. I said, if somebody comes, we can just stop. I said, okay, why not? And I brought her to the throne of God. And I just told my friend that happens to be from that town, and my friend says, no, was it this with the Hema? She said, no way. There was a woman, no? We were on an evangelization mission, and so I just told her, I told him to go to the toilet lady and encourage her. And I just, was it a blonde woman with a ponytail? And was so happy, you know. If I hadn't done it, there would be another, you know. But we always should be willing to go, you know. And I, so many times I didn't do it. I didn't do what the Lord gave in to me. Put down your shame. And last week I was at a conference meeting, a year later, and I thought, I'm just going to go to this place again. And the same thing happens, you know, I had to go to the toilet again. And I thought, no, maybe I go to the Hema. And still was this young, she no longer had a ponytail. We just got acquainted again. And I said, do you remember me? I prayed for you. Since that time, everything changed. So many good things happened. And she just started to testify. But the good things that happened. It was so beautiful for her, you know. And that moment really changed the life of that woman. So, but she asked, but please, can you pray for my daughter to because he has epilepsy. So we just prayed. Ooh. We just prayed, and we prayed. You know, God knows what troubles us, you know? And I don't tell this testimony about something, to tell something good about myself, it's just like an example of the good things that happen, you know? And I'm just telling you about testify about this word I received from the Lord, you know, that told me God doesn't forget you, you know, even if you are in the toilets of your life, even if you are in a process of cleaning, of cleansing or whatever, God does not forget you. He did not forget you. I'm gonna ask maybe the worship team to come a little bit, and I think maybe I have to stop talking. But you know, I was gonna tell one thing. It's really important. We say our race, hallelujah. But I wanna close this testimony about a word, a message. We always learned to act reactively, but what do you do with the sword of the Lord? Do you get the sword of the Lord? Or do you let it rust and only use it when something happens? Your word is your sword. The sword of truth, of course, you know, not the sword of... you have to speak the truth, of course, you know. The truth is from God. You will need the truth of God to rebuke your enemies. There was a text in Ezekiel 21. Everybody can prophesize, you know, by clapping. If you clap in the name of the Lord, and you, son of man, clap for the Lord, you know. So just clap for the Lord, you know. Give him a clapping. I don't know what the English word is. applause, of course. Now we are prophesying for the victory of the Lord, the day that the speaker of lies will finally shut up, you know, the accuser of the brethren, you know, praise for that moment, hallelujah, Jesus will come back, and he already had made a victory, you know, thank you Jesus, thank you good God, clapping your hands, but the sword will be doubled, no tripled, and be determined. Cut sword, turn your to right and to left, and attack, and the Lord, and I will clap in my hands for you. He is the God, of the truth, of the sword, and maybe we can clap one more time for the Lord, that we can proclamate. Prophetize about the situation that we are in. And we just silence the evil tongues that are raised against us. Trembling knees become strong again. Hands worship with him. My God is fighting for me. Think about your situation. Why do you need the sword for? So as we clap, we proclamate, and we just, if you have a Bible text or something, just speak it out over your situation. Jesus, 1, 2, 3.